I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. It's a great time to be Tony, Emmy, and Grammy-nominated singer Nkenji. She released in August her new album, Center Stage, live from the Ella Fitzgerald Festival with lead single Bewitched.
I'm wild again a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched by bird and be withered. Am I?
Now Nkenji's That's Love, the Dorothy Dandridge musical, will make its world premiere at the Axelrod Performing Arts Center in Deal, New Jersey, from February 19th through March 8th. Nkenji also stars in the musical that honors Dandridge's legacy, bringing her story to the stage in a powerful new light. When you started to look into the life of Dorothy Dandridge, what impressed you?
I grew up watching her movies, you know, when they would always do these reruns of Porgy and Bess and Carmen Jones. And I just remember being so stunned and fascinated with her beauty and her talent and just how she made everything look so easy and seamless and just perfect, like just perfection. And that's when I first got introduced to her as a kid. And of course, hearing about her, you know, my parents being big fans of her and just knowing the history of her and how she was such a trailblazer. When I was working with Berry Gordy Jr. on Motown, I remember him saying, "I'm bringing Motown to Broadway and not Broadway to Motown." And when I was working with him and kind of being behind the scenes of how the show was being developed and the script writing, I realized that there wasn't a lot of representation of us on Broadway, like real live black icons. And I consider Dorothy Dandridge to be an icon, part of the American history, but also an international star. When I started reaching into the history around her and what made her tick and finding out so much information about when she was with the Dandridge sisters and then also being a single mom, being married with Harold Nicholas, but then when the Nicholas brothers went to Paris, like many other black artists were doing, like Josephine Baker, I mean, the list goes on. She decided to stay in America. She said, "This is my home. This is where I'm going to make it."
You can see my entire interview with Nkenji on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my men and I ain't together.